మిళితం జేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. వంచాకల్పతరువ్యస్య కృపాసింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో మహావదన్నాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరతిశే నమః. గురవే గౌరచంద్రాయ రాధికాయై తదాలయై కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణభక్తాయ తద్భక్తాయ నమో నమః. తవైవాస్మి న జీవామి తయా వినా ఇతి విజ్ఞాయ రాధే తన్నయ మామ చరణాంతికే. ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ మై మిలియన్స్ ఆఫ్ దండోత్ ప్రణతి ఇన్ ది లోటస్ సీట్ ఆఫ్ మై స్పిరిచువల్ మాస్టర్ పరమారాధ్యతం నిత్య లీలా ప్రవిష్టం విష్ణుపాద్ శ్రీ శ్రీమద్భక్తి ప్రజ్ఞాన్ కిషోర్. And same millions of dandat pranati in the lotus feet of my shiksha. Our classes are going on well. All are happy. We have discussed about Jnani Bhakta, Lal Maharaj. After that, Sanatana Goswami has described Maharaj Ambarish Kshetra, Shuddha Bhakta. Whether Prahlad Maharaj was Shuddha Bhakta or not, and he is Shuddha Bhakta. Why? Because Prahlad Maharaj knows that his Prabhu has so much opulence. He is like father. He will have to take the sharanagat, ashraya of my Guru, my Supreme Lord. He is Supreme Lord. So what service he can do? His Prabhu has no appetite. He never thakta nahi.
No fatigue.
No problem for him. So what service? But his Prabhu has appetite. He serves him by mind, soul and everything. By all 10, 11
senses.
How he is serving and what became when Brahma Rishi came, Shiva Ban Maharaj will explain. Bolo. Are you keep on? Tumhar theke beshi bolte na.
Bolo
to tarpar. He is preaching all over the world and here he is trying.
Om Agyana Kiliran Vrishya Gyananyana Salakaya చక్షుర్మితం జేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవేను వంశాకల్పతరువశ్చ కృపాసింధువేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమః. శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాషది శ్రీ గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే హరి రామ 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 హరి హరి.
ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఐ ఆఫర్ మై humble, respectful obeisances unto lotus feet of my spiritual master. Niptalila Prishnam Vishnupad Ashtotara Satishishmat Bhakti Vedanshala Vaman Goshti Maharaj and from Vishnupad Paripraja Vacharya Varja Tridandi Samishmat Bhakti Vedanta Srila Narayana Goshti Maharaj and simultaneously I offer my Dhanavad Pranam. Lotus feet of Niptalila Prishnam Vishnupad Ashtotara Satishmat Bhakti Vedanta Samishmat Maharaj and all Sannasis Brinda and all respected of my guest and Vaishnava and Vaishnavis. So Gurudev gave me order to discuss about the character of Ambarish Maharaj. Just now we heard Ambarish Maharaj is called Suddha Bhakta. Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad has described in his Brihat Bhagavatamrita the five categories of the devotees. Gyani Bhakta, Suddha Bhakta, Premik Bhakta, Prempar Bhakta and Prematur Bhakta. So, yesterday we also heard about the character of Prahlad Maharaj, which is called Gyani Bhakta. Now Gurudev explain about Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj, he served his Ishtadev Radha and Krishna. He is called Suddha Bhakta. So, Srila Goswami Pad has described the definition about Suddha Bhakti. Annabhilashita sannam gyana karmadi anabhitam anukulena krishnamasvanam bhaktira uttam. So, we see in this verse also in the heart of Ambarish Maharaj. Yesterday we also heard Ambarish Maharaj is called Sadhak Bhakta. So, Ambarish Maharaj, he engaged all his senses to lotus feet of Krishna and he serves with his body, mind and speech. That is called the Kaimon Bhakta and he serves. So, Ambarish Maharaj, he was staying in Vrajadham, especially he was staying in Madhuban and also he was staying in different places of Vrindavan and he realized the divine life of Radha and Krishna. So Ambarish Maharaj, he engages all his senses through lotus feet of Krishna. Actually, this is our aim and object, sadhav, how we engage all our senses to serve to Krishna. So Supreme Goswami Pad very clearly explained Ambarish Maharaj, he engages his senses. Savai mana Krishna Padaravindo Vachansi Vaikuntha Gunanu Varanani Karu Hare Mandira Majanadisu Sutin Chakara Chuta Tatpapudaye Mukunda Lingalayam Darshane Drisu Tadvita Gatra Sparsa Anga Sangamam Ghanan Chatatpadu Saroda Surabhe Srimad Tula Sangratanam Tadarpide Padu Hari Chitram Padanu Sarpane Siro Hisikesa Padavivandami Kaman Chatatse Nadukamakamaya Jatuttam Sloka Janasrayarati. Srila Supreme Goswami Pad told Parikshit Maharaj, "Hey Parikshit Maharaj, listen. Ambarish Maharaj, though he was the king of the whole universe, but he serves to Krishna with his own hands. He did not engage any servant to serve to Krishna. So he says, Savi Mana Krishna Padar Vindu. And he engaged his mind only to remember the lotus feet of Krishna. And also Vachansi Vaikuntha Gunanu Vandane. Only he used his charm to glorify sweet pastimes of human world, Radha and Krishna. Karu Hare Mantra Marjan Marjanadisu. And he also served to Thakurji with his own hand. He also offered cleaning the temple with his own hand. And Gurudev also in his class, Nakujas, before in Mathura, Gurudev very nicely explained in this way. Ambarish Maharaj, He engaged all his ministerial others to rule his kingdom, but he always to engage his mind and everything service to lotus feet of Krishna. So he said, Sutin Chakar Achyuta Sat Katho Gaye, and he also engaged his ears to listen to the pastimes of Krishna, Mukunda Lingaro Darsana Trisho, and he engaged his eyes to take Darsana beautiful ladies of different color, Radha and Krishna. And Madhvita Katra spots of Anga Sangamam, and he also massages the lotus feet of the Vaishnava. And we also Gyananda Tattva Pada Saroja Saurabhe Srimad Gurukang Rasana Tadar Prithe. And he also every day is to take the Tulasi which offered to lotus feet of Krishna. And Padu Hari Ketra Padam Satpane, and he used his faith to do parikrama. The sweet pastimes of Divine Radha and Krishna, that's called Mathura, Vrindavan, and all the holy places of Radha and Krishna. Siro Hrishikesha Padarami Vandane, and he used his forehead to touch the lotus feet of Krishna and to Vandana, and Kamancha Dasse Natakamma Kammaya, and he also engaged all his Abhivasa, Jija, to serve to Krishna. In this way, Amrish Maharaj, he engaged his all his senses to service to Krishna. So this is called his Sutta Bhakti. So in this regard, Srila Rupa Goswami Pada also says, Anam Rashka Sunyam Gyan Karavani Anapritam Anupulinam Krishnam Silonam Bhakti Jam Uttama. Uttama Bhakti, this is called the Uttama Bhakti, once who engaged all his senses, that's called Kaya, Man, Bhakta, body, mind and spirit, to serve to Guru and Krishna. And also incessantly, without breaking. In this way, as if you would have given example, if you drop the honey, the stream is coming. In this way, Amrish Maharaj, he also keeps his all his senses and his heart falling absorbed in Prince Krishna consciousness. So Amrish Maharaj in his heart, in this way, and he performed also Ekadasi Vrat. That's called he performed Ekadasi Vrat, Ekadasi Mahavrat, 1 year. He also performed Mahadasi Vrat. But in the last day, the Ekadasi, Mahadasi Vrat, after Mahadasi Vrat, Satrikishi Vrat, you must break according to schedule time. Amrish Maharaj, he also celebrates the Ekadasi Vrat, Nirjala Vrat, without taking any drop of water. And next day, according to schedule of time, and that time, thinking what to do. And that morning, also, Dhruvada Rishi, he came. And Dhruvada Rishi, he told, just now I am going to take bath in the Jamuna, and you should prepare my prasadam. In this way, Amrish Maharaj is waiting for him, but the civil time is going past. What we do now? At that time, he also called all the Brahmanas and all the scholar persons. Buddha explained, actually, Amrish Maharaj, he knows everything. Only he was giving respect to the Brahmanas and Shastras. Amrish Maharaj was a great devotee. He knows all Tattva Siddhanta. But all the Brahmanas and the rishis, they also concluded, gave the conclusion. Oh, you did Nirjala Vrat. So you also take the food bathing water of Lord. Because this water is called not food, also not anything. So if you take the Charanamrit, then you can break the of your Ekadasi Vrat. So in this way, Amrish Maharaj, after worshipping his Thakurji, then he also took only couple drops and he broke his brush. And this is called his paran in this way. And here, Dhruvasa Rishi, by his own process, he realized, Amrish Maharaj, he did not give any offering to me, and this he first he also keep something, because after it is evident, the after that, the after Ekadasi, day after Ekadasi, that means Dadasi, how you check param? You must also worship Thakurji, and then you will give some donation to Brahman and Vaishnav and Saus in the Goseva industry. And then you also took param. This is the process how we break our Ekadasi Vrat in this way. But Durvasa Rishi, by his own process, he realized, oh, he did not give respect to me, I am his guest. But he did not give me respect. So Durvasa Rishi, he became very angry. And he came in the courtyard of Amrish Maharaj and he used many harsh words. Right? And that time Amrish Maharaj, he became very humble and he also offered his dandavat pranam, lotus feet of Durvasa Rishi. Gurudev explained, actually Amrish Maharaj, he is Shuddha Bhakta. Who is Shuddha Bhakta? He says he is completely surrendered to the feet of Krishna. Krishna More Rakhin. Krishna is, he is my protector and he is my mentioner. Because Shastra gives evidence. There are the six symptoms of Saranagati. Anubhulvasa Sankalpa Pratikulasa Vivarjan Rakhyasato Jisasa Bhuktitte Varanantada Atmanikhepa Karpanne Sarabda Saranagati. Bhuktitte Varanam, Krishna is my mentioner and Krishna is my protector. So Amrish Maharaj, you are very calm and quiet. But Yogi Durvasa Rishi, he also became very angry and used many harsh words. And that time, Durvasa Rishi, he also, by his joke process, he also took one
metal lock,
and he also manifested Krishna.
Fiery demon.
And that demon also had. So going towards him and to also at Krishna. And that Amrish Maharaj, he remembers to Krishna and can come and fight. And then Vishnu Chakra, Lord Vishnu, he also sent his Chakra Vishnu. The Vishnu Chakra also came and Vishnu Chakra first killed the demon.
Fiery demon
in this way. And then Vishnu Chakra also chased behind to Durvasa Rishi. And Durvasa Rishi became very afraid and is so much power. Gurudev explained, actually this is called Sudarshan. Sudarshan. There are two types of vision. One is called Sudarshan and another is called Sudarshan. Sudarshan is Sundar Darshan, good vision. Actually, Vishnu Chakra, he just behind you. Durvasa Rishi. And also, actually, you are purified in his house. And also, glorify the glory of Amrish Maharaj in this way. And also Durvasa Rishi, he also ran here and there. Then Durvasa Rishi, he also asked in Brahmalok, Saptalok, he told Brahmaji, please give me shelter. Then Brahmaji told, oh, you committed offense, lotus feet of Siddha Bhakta, Amrish Maharaj, I cannot give shelter to you. You should go to Kailas. Then Durvasa Rishi, he arrived in Kailas. Siddhi told, oh, you also committed offense, lotus feet of Amrish Maharaj. So you must go to Vishnu, Vaikuntha Dham, because this Vishnu Chakra chest behind to you. And then Durvasa Rishi, he arrived in Vaikuntha Dham and prayed to lotus feet of Lord Bhagavan Vishnu. But still also had Vishnu Chakra also had chest behind him. Gurudev in this contest, Gurudev explained the Vishnu Chakra, why to chase? Because Vishnu Chakra is when Sisupal used many harsh words, 101, then the Vishnu Chakra immediately come and also cut his head. But he had Vishnu Chakra chest behind him. Why? Gurudev explained, actually Vishnu Chakra is going to Amrish Maharaj, and he also explained this. Who is higher, Bhasudra Bhakta or Yogi? Actually, Guru Vasari Singh, he is also, he knows everything. He glorifies Ambarish Maharaj in this way. And then Vishnu Chakra is coming. And then Guru Vasari Singh, he took the lotus feet of Vishnu. And Vishnu told, oh, I cannot protect you because you committed offense with a sin of mine.
Aham bhakta paradhinu.
Aham bhakta paradhinu. Just a single ego dijo. Lord Vishnu himself told, hey dijo, hey Brahman, hey Jagiraj, Durvasa, listen. Aham bhakta paradhinu. I completely and control my devotee. I am not independent. Chaitanya Charitamrita Sadat Kaviraj also explained. Bhagavan, Lord, he completely, he also
bound.
Completely bound by his devotee. Amar bhakta, amare, ami amar bhakta e koriyachi,
vichan, something.
That means, Lord, I completely
sold myself,
hand of my devotee. I am not independent. So what to do now? Aham bhakta paradhinu sa satantra jiva jivo. And the other thing, you committed lotus feet of devotee. Chaitanya Chaitanya Krishnadas Kaviraj also explained. Pantake kabhu, pantake phute kabhu, bahi bhai sandade soite, it will, the
soul
stuck in your feet, never coming out the shoulder. Because this thought which we are coming out from the feet. That means what you committed lotus feet of devotee, so you must go and to self and take shelter lotus feet of the devotee. Then all your offenses would be removed from your heart. Then
Sadho Hridayam Mahiyam.
Sarva Majjam.
Sadhu Hridayam Mahiyam Sadhu Nam Hridayam Maham
Madanate Rajanam. In Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also says to Arjuna, Sadhu is my heart, I don't know anything. So in this way, Dhruvasa Rishi again also took shelter, again he also came back to Ambarish Maharaj. But Dhruvasa Rishi, when he was coming, That time Ambarish Maharaj completely lay down and he paid his obeisance to Durvasa Rishi. That time Durvasa Rishi, he told one so very nice and he became very astonished. He told, Aho Ananta Dasanam Mahima Udanam. Now I realize the glory of the devotee of Lord Anantadev Bhagavan. I committed offense, lotus feet of Ambarish Maharaj, but Ambarish Maharaj is very humble. That's what Sinadavi Suni Chelam, Taro Riva Sunishuna, Amanina Manadeva, Kirtaniya Sadahari. In this way, Dhruvasa Rishi, he glorified to Ambarish Maharaj. Then Ambarish Maharaj became very humble and he told, oh no, this is my cause because you are my guest. I did not give proper respect to you. Then, in this way, Srila Sukadeva Goswami Pad glorified to Ambarish Maharaj Sutta Bhakta Panchadu Jatibhava
Sindhya. After this, Premi Bhakta. Hanuman is Siddha Premi Bhakta. Without service, he cannot live a moment. Can you?
Speak. Om Aginath Naran Rasya Dhyanam Jala Shalakaya Chakshur Unmanitam Jainan Tasvani Shri Purvayam Maha. First of all, our families have done the pranayama and the lotus feet of my beloved Gurudev, Om Vishnu Pad, Paramahamsa, Vedaj Pachaja, Om Parasarashi Shiman, Chila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Maharaj Goswami, and to all the assembled Vaishnavas. So we just heard the glories of Ambarish Maharaj. So Gurudev is describing five levels of bhaktas from Srimad Brihat Bhagavatam Vita. So yesterday we heard Prahlad Maharaj, this is Gyan Bhakta with much Aishwarya, etc. His worship of Krishna wasn't so personal as has been described by Pujapada Van Maharaj in regard to Ambarish Maharaj, that his relationship with his Ishtadev, Radha and Krishna, was very personal and very intimate in his worship. But he was a Shuddha Bhakta, he wasn't a Siddha Parikha. But now, the next stage is a Premi Bhakta, and this is Hanumanji, who is a Radhatmika Bhakta, he's an eternal associate of Lord Ram. And we see the overwhelming service that Hanumanji renders through so many pastimes in Ramayana. A couple of days ago we celebrated Ram Navami, and we were discussing so many pastimes of Hanumanji. When Hanumanji first met Ram, he came in the guise of a Brahmana, and then very quickly he realized this was his eternal Ishtadev. And then he immediately surrendered his life and soul to the lotus feet of Lord Ram. And then he assisted Ram entirely through his whole epic with his battle with Ravan. And we see many heroic deeds that he performed. For example, he's jumping over to Lanka when none of the other, they didn't know how to cross to Lanka, we heard Srila Gurudev describe this last time. And he jumped, and Srila Gurudev described very beautifully just the other day how he let himself be captured by that rope, and his tail was tied and lit, and then he set fire to the whole of Lanka, and he encouraged and inspired Sita Devi at the same time in the Ashok Grove. So all these pastimes were very heroic and very inspiring in the pastimes of Lord Ram. And then afterwards in Ayodhya, when Ram came back and took his kingdom back, then Hanumanji performed so many services, very intimate services to Ram. He would massage him, he would bring his food and stuff, and there's a very beautiful story how one day he saw Sita Devi. She was decorating her forehead with sindhu, the red dye that ladies wear, to give life to their husbands. So Hanumanji, he was inquiring, why are you putting this red on, this sindhu? So Sita Devi replied, because it will give my Ishtadev Ramji long life, and it brings him great happiness. So Hanuman, he digested that, and Sita Devi went into the assembly hall. And when Sita had left the room, then Hanuman went and took the whole pot of sindhu and put it all over his body. And then he came into the assembly hall completely red with all this dye on his body. And everyone was chuckling and laughing. And then Ram was inquiring, why have you presented yourself like this? And Hanumanji replied, well, Sita Devi said that this will bring you long life and will inspire you, so I have put it all over my body. These are the sentiments of Ram. There was another story where Sita Devi, at one point, she awarded Hanumanji a very beautiful pearl necklace. Hanuman took that necklace and he was biting it with his teeth, cracking open each bead. And they were looking aghast, why is he cracking these beads? And then they asked, why are you breaking these beautiful beads? And he was saying, because I'm looking for the name of Ram. If Ram's name is not on these beads, then they have no value for me. So this was the mood of Hanuman. Also one time it was found that Hanumanji was doing too much service. And
completely. They asked that whether Ram is in your heart
or not. Oh, right. And then he pulled his heart apart and Ram and Sita Devi with his chest. He opened his chest and Sita Ram were within his heart, deeply there, where everyone could see. So this is the mood of Ram, Hanumanji. Another time,
He was doing so much service for Ram that Sita and Lakshman were feeling discomforted because they couldn't serve their Lord and Master because Hanuman was doing all the menial services. So they went to Ram and they said, can you please arrange that Hanuman, he doesn't do so much service. His service will be restricted so that we can actually render you service. I am your wife, Sita Devi was saying, my duty, my dharma is to serve you. Lakshman was saying, my dharma is to serve my elder brother. So Ram, he agreed to that. But then in India, when somebody yawns, it's correct to click the fingers to stop any inauspiciousness coming when someone yawns like that. So Hanuman thought, there's nothing left for me to do except to click my fingers when Ram is yawning.
Is it correct?
Okay. Oh, they gave him that service, I'm sorry. They gave him that service to click. So all day Hanuman was walking around clicking like this. And all day Ramji was walking around yawning because he had to respond to Hanuman's mood of saber. So this exhibition of Premi Bhakta, which is what we're discussing at this stage, the third stage of Bhaktas, is embodied in that personality of Hanumanji, in his unalloyed constant, as Bhagavan Maharaj was saying, like a stream of unbroken honey falling. This service mood was just buried deep within this anurag, within Hanuman, which he exhibited to the world through Ram Leela. There are so many, many stories of Hanumanji.
Thank you. So Hanuman is Premi Bhakta. So he has relation with fixed relation, Das Prabhu. So Das has limits services. He cannot embrace. He cannot give up his remnants to Prabhu. Only he will take the remnant of Prabhu. He cannot. There are also so many reasons. But Pandavas can't do. So Pandavas are superior in service. Tumi bolo. Especially Arjuna.
ओम अज्ञानति मेदांधस्य ज्ञानञ्जन सलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः. सो श्रील गुरुदेव ऑर्डर मी डिस्कस अबाउट प्रेमानुरु भक्त स्पेशली आई टू सेंट्रलाइज अबाउट अर्जुन हनुमान ऑल्दो प्रेमी भक्त रागापनी भक्त अयोध्या बट हनुमान हैज नो ब्लड रिलेशन विद लॉर्ड राम. Lord Ram is master and he is servant. But other hand, or the Pancha Pandavas and Draupadi, they have blood relation with Arjun, or Krishna or Pandavas. Pandavas and Krishna, they are cousin brother among themselves. So among five Pandavas, Arjun is better than others. Why so? Once, Naradashi went to the royal palace in Hastinapur. Because before he went to Dwaraka, he could not hide to Krishna there. So he came back to Hastinapur and he found out that Krishna is the room of Arjuna. So he went to Arjuna's room and he saw both Arjuna and Lord Krishna sleeping same bed. Not only that, moreover, Arjun's head and Krishna's head is not same size, opposite direction. And now you see some more. What is that? Krishna's feet passing through Arjun's chest and Arjun's feet passing through Krishna's chest. Moreover, Arjun's feet is going to be served by Rukmini and Saptahoma, etc., all queens of Lord Krishna. And other hand, Krishna's lotus feet is going to served by Draupadi Devi, Subhadra, like this. And moreover, what strength in he realized from all the four of Arjuns is coming, Krishna, 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 Krishna. Both are sleeping, but for Arjuns, four of Arjuns, body is coming out, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And when he in lying stage, then is coming Krishna, Krishna. If he awake stage, then what he will do, we cannot imagine it, and how he is determined, dedicated to Krishna. So by this way, Arjun served to Krishna. When Mahabharata battle was going on, at last, Duryodhan hid himself inside the lake. Then Krishna took Pancha Pandavas and Bhim started to abuse Duryodhan. Oh, you are cowards, so you hide yourself, you don't know how to fight, you forget the tricks of the fight, everything, etc. So here in the sarcastic word, Duryodhan could not tolerate it. He came out from the lake and told, you Mr. Tolling, can choose anyone of us, we can fight with you. Then Duryodhan told, I am king of this side, so I like to fight king, we'll fight with king. Then Krishna told, oh, Bade Bhaiya, oh, my elder brother, now you are going to loss. So he can tell that Bhim is our king. Then Yudhishthira told, Bhim is our king, and you have to fight with Bhim. Arjuna also, they are all up there. But Bhim, Yudhishthira has one quality. If Yudhishthira will go down to any feet of any junior, his head will be crossed off immediately. So what to do now? Krishna told, then Krishna discussed with Arjuna. And Krishna went behind the Bhima and told Yudhishthira Maharaj, you can do pranam to me, not to Bhima, I will take your pranam, no problem. So he went behind Bhima and Yudhishthira did pranam. Then Bhima lied, no problem, because Krishna took his pranam, he did pranam for Krishna, not for Bhima. By this way, Krishna is serving the Pandavas. One more thing, before Mahabharata battle, Shakuni told to Duryodhan, now Pandavas they are doing conquering the whole world and getting so many divine weapons. So now we have to do some tricks, we have to marry who is close to you. And especially if you marry Subhadra Devi, then you can conquer the future battle. Duryodhan told, how come? How is possible? Shakuni told that Baladev Prabhu loves you so much, more than Arjuna, more than him anyone, because you are his favorite disciple. If you approach him, he could not deny you. So, okay, no problem. Then he went, Duryodhan went to Dwaraka. Baladev Prabhu came in Hastinapur. So Duryodhan fit him very nicely. And Baladev Prabhu very simple hearted. And he told, I want something. Well, yes, what benediction you want? You can ask me today. He told, I want Subhadra. Well, okay, no problem. In other hand, Subhadra Devi or Vasudeva Maharaj, Devaki, Krishna, no one wants to marry Duryodhan. So Krishna told Arjun something. Oh, Arjun, you have to come in disguise of sannyasi. And you have been in the bank of ocean, in the seashore. After that, when time will come, you have to kidnap Subhadra from there. So, Krishna trained Arjuna. So, Arjuna was in disguise of sannyasi. And all the inhabitants of Dwaraka are coming and go down the lotus feet of Arjuna. Oh, he is very perfect sannyasi, perfect sadhu. Even Baladev Prabhu went there to do pranam. So, one day, Subhadra went there. And Krishna was waiting for Subhadra, and Arjuna was waiting for Subhadra. So when Subhadra went there, Arjuna's chariot was there, and Subhadra also went there in chariot. So Krishna, by the advice of Krishna, Arjuna kidnapped Subhadra and ran away from there. The god of Subhadra, they informed to Baladev Prabhu, oh, that was not sadhu, he was fake sadhu. He was Arjuna kidnapped Subhadra. Balaram became very curious. Oh, I can kill Arjuna. He saw wicked. He came in his house of a sadhu and now give them our sister. I shall kill him. He took cloud and took all armies. And Krishna was calm and quiet. But, oh Krishna, you are not feeling insult. Your sister kidnapped by Arjuna and you are calm and quiet. He said, oh dear brother, what harm? Arjuna is very brave, he is very qualified. When I kidnapped Rukmini, you went to help me. So why are you so angry now? And moreover, look, who is driving the chariot? Subhadra is driving the chariot, his chariot. So I think, Arjuna kidnapped Subhadra, Subhadra kidnapped Arjuna. So moreover, in these circumstances, if you kill Arjuna, so Subhadra already chose Arjuna. If you kill Arjuna, then Subhadra will do. You lie, your darling sister you will do. And Balaram, oh Krishna, you want that Subhadra will marry Arjuna. So what are the terminus people? He said, oh, okay, what happened, happened. Then you can bring them back and we can do very great ceremony of marriage ceremony. So they bring back and they can bring huge marriage ceremony took place in Dwaraka. So by this way, Krishna is so near and dear and Arjuna also very near and dear to Krishna. So it happened. And Krishna advised Arjuna to go to the heavenly planet and other place with the divine weapons for moral battles. So Arjuna advised Krishna, Krishna advised Arjuna, oh, we have to please Samavada, Pasupatinath means Mahadev. If you obtain Pasupadastra, then other divine weapons will be very easily obtained by you. So Arjuna was doing austerity and for Lord Shiva. So, in the meantime, Arjuna saw one wild boar is coming towards him to attack him. In the meantime, Arjuna took bow and arrow and shoot down the boar. The same time, another arrow came and shoot the boar. So then, one hunter came and told, I am the owner of this boar. Because my arrow is there. Arjuna told, no. None's arrow can shoot any aim before to Arjuna. Not possible for anyone. Then he told, how possible? Then you have to fight with me. Then fighting was going on. Arjuna could not defeat Mahadev. Then Arjuna told, please give your identification. Who are you? None other than Krishna or Mahadev or Indra, none can able to fight with you for a long time. So please give an identification, come in your proper dress. Then Shiva smiled and arrived there. Okay, I am satisfied. You can ask any benediction. They told, I need a Pasupadastra. Then Shiva gave him. By this way, by advice of Arjuna, he did so many things. In Mahabharata battle, prior to Mahabharata battle, one warrior came. The son of Ekalabha, his name was Barbari. He told Krishna, I can win the Mahabharata battle in a minute. He said, how come? How can you give the test? Yes. Then he remembered some mantra and took only one grass. By grass he made bow and arrow. And when he shot it, he told, look, whom I want to kill, you can see one sign of flower. Then you can understand they will be killed by me. Then Krishna saw it is an everywhere. Flower is there. Krishna immediately took his Sudarshan chakra and knocked him down. Barbari told, oh Prabhu, I have one desire. What? But I want, please keep my head any top place that I can see among all the battle. Why? Krishna did so? To give the name and fame to Arjuna. When Mahabharata battle over, then all brothers are telling, I have won the race, I have won the race. Bhima told, I killed the 100 brothers of Duryodhana. Arjuna, I give this, give that. Then they are fighting each other. He said, okay, don't worry. I give judgment. Look, Barbarik is over there, let us go to there. Him. They went to Barbarik. Paramatma, I have seen only Krishna is fighting, no one is fighting there. Then all became very subside. And when Mahabharata could start, because Krishna was chariot of Arjuna, prior to that, according to Indian tradition, to whom you approach first, they will be fighting your side, although it's a relative, anything may be. So Krishna was in Dwaraka, he was sleeping, Duryodhana came and he sat in the head side. After a few minutes, Arjuna came there and he sat, took seat, Krishna's feet side. And Krishna was waiting when Arjuna will come. And when Krishna woke up, this is common thing. When he woke up, he could not see towards his back, always towards your feet. So Krishna saw Arjuna first. Oh Arjuna, how come you came early in the morning? Duryodhana, oh Krishna, I came prior to him. Okay. So Krishna has some relation. Like Arjuna is cousin brother, and Duryodhana also some relation is there. Krishna's son and Duryodhana's daughter married to Lakshmana and Pradyumna, they married together. So Krishna's son and Duryodhana's daughter married together. So they have some relation also. Okay, what do you want? Duryodhana told that Mahabharata battle is going to be start now. I want you to fight on behalf of us. Krishna told, listen, I have promised that I will not take any weapon. And other hand, I have my all armies. To whom you prefer? Want to take me or my army? Duryodhana thought, oh, if I take Krishna, he will not fight. Only we sit there and to feed him also. What is the profit? What is the gain to take him? Better I can take army I need to fight against Pandavas. And one more thing, Krishna told that I have seen Arjuna first, so Arjuna has right desire to ask first to me. But Krishna told, okay, what do you prefer? Then Arjuna told, I don't like your army, I like you. Then Duryodhana told, oh Krishna, what can I do? Arjuna is my younger, I have so much love for my younger brother. When he asking you, okay, let me in their side, give your army. Making so drama, then he very simple hearted. Then when Duryodhana went out, then Arjuna told, oh Krishna, you saved my life. If Duryodhana ask you, then I will give up my life immediately in front of you. By this way, Krishna in their side. When Mahabharata battle started, the first arrow of Bhishma Pitamaha, it burned up Arjuna's chariot and the horses, everything. But by the mystic power, by the influence of Krishna, it was horses was alive and chariot was there. After when Mahabharata battle off, then Krishna told Arjuna, get up from the chariot. Get up. Arjuna told, why Prabhu? Every day I used to get down from chariot, that is, I used to come. Today why you are asking? So don't ask me, please come down immediately. After that you can ask me. As soon as Krishna come, Arjuna come down and Krishna came out from the chariot, immediately time to assess. Arjuna surprised, Prabhu, what happened? How come? He told that in the beginning they are fighting, the first arrow of Bhishma Pitamaha, it burnt your chariot and horses. Only by my power it was still there. So what I am telling is, try to listen. So by this way, Krishna saved Arjuna. When battle was going on,
so he engaged Hanuman in his ambush.
And even if he engaged Hanuman, before battle, one day Arjuna was watching.
And he told that you should always be on the flag.
Arjuna was watching, oh, how Lord Ram went to Lanka and take a bridge, make a bridge with monkeys. If I will be there, only by my one suit, I can make a very strong bridge like thunderbolt. Hanuman told, don't boast so much. If you make any bridge, only by my one choice, you tear down. Adhika, no, it is not possible. Okay, give a test. So there was Adhika, both of them went there. Then Arjun, Dhyanbar Krishna, and Sudaro. Make a very huge bridge, very strong. One more time, oh my goodness. It's not an ordinary bridge. Then he jumped from there to Himalayas and remember Lord Ram and became a huge gigantic form and find so many stones and rock with all four. And when he came, Arjuna thought, oh my goodness, now it became so huge form. So like a mountain and Himalaya came down here. My bridge must fall down. Then he remembered this, oh Krishna, this is not my income, it's your insult. You have to protect me. Then Hanuman put one toe, then nothing happened. Then Hanuman wanted to take another feet. And Hanuman remembered, oh Prabhu, you have to save me. Then Hanuman looked down, the flow of river, there is no water, like blood is going flowing through. How come? He came back, stepped back, and both of seen Arjuna and Hanuman. Arjuna saw Krishna is holding the beach, and Hanuman saw that Ram is holding the beach. Then Krishna told, oh, I am Krishna, I am Ram, same. So now Maharaj Karan will come. Hanuman, you have to serve Arjuna, I will serve him too. Always you have to top up his chariot. Whenever a danger comes, you have to save Arjuna. So, Divya Maharaj battle. Once Karna shoot one arrow, then Hanuman roared so loudly and he pressed down the chariot went to Patal Lok. After that he came back, came out again. That same doctor asked him, oh please give me another chance. Karna told, no, not possible. And Karna had one boon by Indra, Ekarni Bhan, by that he wanted to kill Arjuna. Krishna always taking Arjuna here and they are not allowed to come in front of Karna. So when Kapil was going to this critical stage, then Krishna attracts Ghatotkacha, son of Bhim. And when Ghatotkacha came, he was fighting so strange. Even Karna, Duryodhana, Dushasana, Shakuni, none can be faced to him. Then he is cutting the like a grain, he is cutting the like field, he is messing so much. Then Duryodhana told, oh Karna, please save. Karna told, no, I cannot use my Ekagni Bhan. Tomorrow I have to fight again Arjuna. Then Duryodhana told, if I ally today, then you can fight and kill Arjuna. If I die today, then fight will be over, battle will be over. Please use your Ekagni Bhan. Use Ekagni Bhan for Ghatotkacha and Ghatotkacha expired. This arrow was so powerful, for whom you will use, you will be finished. And only can use it once. So Ghatotkacha finished. By this way, Krishna saved Arjuna. So Krishna, so many first times, now that is drama, and we will speak something.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Bansa,
But from Pandavas and Draupadi, Uddhava is Paramatur Bhakta, Premātur Bhakta. Because Krishna selected him only to go to Braj. Pandava cannot go. They are doing a study still in Radha Kunda. But Uddhava was qualified. He was his servant. He was his prime minister. And everything. So Uddhava was more superior. How? Now you can.
You have not spoken yet.
Don't you also have not spoken.
No one is going to bind you.
Guru Vai Gaura Chanda Arikaya Tadhare Krishna Krishna Bhakta Tadabhakta Namo. So, from Prajapati Madhava Maharaj, we have the Maha Mahabharata, the glories of
Arjuna,
the Pandavas, and especially Sri Arjuna. But if we think a little bit deeply, according to the philosophy of Sri Sanatana Goswami, that Uddhava is an even higher devotee than the Pandavas. Why? We hear that Krishna went to Hastinapur, but I don't think we have heard that the Pandavas came to Mathura. Because the Ishtadeva of the Pandavas is Sri Kokitesh Krishna. But the Ishtadeva of Uddhava is Mathuresh Krishna, and at the last he revealed his affection towards the feet of Srimati Radhika. So separation is two ways. Bhagavan feels separation from his devotee, but the Srimad Bhagavatam describes how Krishna felt separation from his Vrijabhasis. Therefore, one day, Sri Krishna himself, who takes away the miseries of the whole world, he was standing on the top of his palace there in Mathura. That time was Goduli, the time of the returning of the cows. So Krishna became very much immersed in the remembrance of the Vrijabhasis and began to weep. So Uddhava was astonished. Here is Krishna who gives happiness to the three worlds, but Krishna was weeping. Therefore, Uddhava, he went near to Krishna and Paninam. Krishna took the hand of Uddhava and began to weep. What is the qualification of Uddhava? It's described he is Krishna's mantri, Krishna's minister. Even Krishna is so much intelligent, but in times of disturbance, even he asked Uddhava, Uddhava, what should I do now? I have this problem, what should I do? He is Krishna's minister, Daita Saka, he is Krishna's advisor, Krishna's beloved Saka. He is also a blood relation to Krishna, like cousin brother. Therefore, he is Krishna to him. Uddhava is everything to Krishna, and Krishna is everything to Uddhava. So Krishna took the hand of Uddhava, and weeping, he began to describe the separation condition of the gopis. We hear that the gopis felt so much separation from Krishna, therefore their suffering was mitigated, because one gopi can talk to another gopi who can talk to another gopi. Therefore their feelings of separation from Krishna were diminished, because they revealed their heart to someone. Just like when we reveal our suffering to a dear friend, our suffering becomes halka, our suffering becomes lightened. But to whom will Krishna reveal his suffering? Krishna has no one to reveal his heart to. He cannot reveal his heart to Ugrasena Maharaj, or to Narad, or to anyone. Therefore Krishna felt a great lacking in Mathura. To whom will I reveal my heart? Therefore Uddhava is not just a Saka. In one sense, if you think deeply, he is like a one type of Priyanama Saka also, who can also share the Krishna's conjugal dealings with the gopis. Therefore, catching the hand of Uddhava, Krishna began to weep, or the gopis at one manaskar, the gopis have completely given their life to me. They are like a turtle. A turtle in the summertime, when the sarova becomes evaporated, the turtle somehow maintains his life by going into the mud. Therefore Krishna said, the gopis are just like that. Only because of my promise, Ayayasi, I will return the day after tomorrow. Only because of those one word of mine, the gopis are maintaining their lives. Therefore, Uddhava, you should go there to Vrindavan and pacify my mother and father, my friends, and especially the gopis. Therefore, Krishna gave his message to Uddhava. That is called Sri Uddhava Sandesh. So Uddhava, he went on the golden chariot of Krishna that Akura had used to bring Krishna to Mathura. On that same chariot, Uddhava was leaving, and Krishna, weeping, catching the hand, he gave Akura his cloth, some of his precious jewels. So Uddhava went to Vrindavan. That time, when he was going there, Yogamaya showed him some very special darshan of Vrindavan. We have heard there's three types of darshan of Vrindavan. And here in Bhagavatam it describes how Uddhava, at one stage he saw Prakat Vrindavan, and the next stage he saw Aprakat Vrindavan. Just for a brief glimpse, we hear Vrindavan Pranitaja Pradamekam Nagachati, that Krishna never takes one step out of Brajamandal.
But Uddhav, for one second, by the mercy of Yogamaya, he could understand. What did he see? Hundreds and thousands of cows and big bulls chasing those cows in heat. And millions of calves like waves of foam on the ocean of milk jumping here and there. The gopis completely decorated head to toe, Govinda, Dharmo, Dharmada, Bhati. For one second, Uddhav saw that Vrindavan where Krishna is, always present. I forgot Vrindavan. And the next second, Yogamaya withdrew her mercy and Uddhav saw the whole Vrindavan in separation. So Uddhav was going towards Vrindavan. So there, the coward boys, Sridhar, Subal, they had been waiting for Krishna's return. So when they saw Uddhav, they became very excited. Oh, maybe our friend has returned. Maybe our friend has returned. But they came and saw, oh, Krishna has not come. Someone else. Then Uddhav was astonished. Uddhav asked, which way to Nandagaon? Which way to the house of Krishna? Then the coward boy said, must be you are new to here. Uddhav said, how do you know? Otherwise, if you are a Vrijvasi, how you don't want to know where is Nandagaon? So coming to Nandagaon, Uddhav had a very wonderful meeting with Krishna's mother and father, Sri Yasoda and Nanda Baba. As Srila Gokumar used to describe, just like in the daytime we cannot see the moon. In the same way, the Vrijvasis could not see the opulence of Krishna because there are deeper feelings of mamata for him as their son, as their beloved, and as their priyatam. Therefore, the meeting between Uddhav and the Vrijvasis is very wonderfully described by Sri Sukadeva Goswami. When first Uddhav came, Sri Nanda Baba gave him a great welcome. Then Nanda Baba arranged one servant to massage the feet of Uddhav. Then he thought, I should give Uddhav something to eat. But there was nothing to eat in Rajamandal because the Vrijvasis cook only for Krishna. And Krishna had gone so many weeks before. Therefore, since that time, no Vrijvasi ever cooked. Sri Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur describes, they maintain their life just by some fruits or some roots. Therefore, Nanda Baba, anyhow, by hook or by crook, he arranged some sweet rice for Uddhav, but there was no sugar. Because since Krishna left Vrindavan, all the sweetness had also left. Then Uddhav came to meet with Nanda Baba, and Nanda Baba described, Nanda Baba first did not directly ask, is Krishna remembering us? He asked, how has Krishna forgotten us, isn't it? Who are very dear to him, how he has left his Vrindavan, of which he is the owner of the rivers, the hills, the mountains. He is very beloved to us. O Uddhav, when we think of his beautiful smiling face, his wonderful pastimes, we feel a great loss. And Nanda Baba began to weep. So Uddhavji, he is Parabhakta, but also he is a great, great pundit. One of the reasons that Krishna sent Uddhav to Vrindavan, because if Krishna describes the love of the gopis, then everyone may say, well, just because Krishna loves them, then he is glorifying them. Therefore, people may have doubt. But if a great, great pundit like Uddhav glorifies the gopis, then the whole world will listen. Therefore, Uddhav, he tried to give his knowledge of Gyan, some Gyan to Nanda Baba and the Vrijvasis. Oh, why are you crying in separation from Krishna? Don't you know that Krishna is Akhileshwara? He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has no mother, he has no father, he has no sons. No one is very dear to him, nor is anyone separate from him. He is present everywhere, like fire is present in wood. And he gave some instructions. Oh Baba, you should meditate on Krishna. Why are you feeling separation from the all-pervading Supreme Personality of Godhead? So when Nanda Baba heard this, it's just like putting kerosene on the fire of Nanda Baba. Nanda Baba doesn't know anything that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Nanda Baba only knows one thing. Krishna is my son. We hear that the Goswamis, especially Sri Raghunath Goswami, after the disappearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after the disappearance of Sri Gadadhara Pandit, he could not stay in Jagannath Puri because every grain of sand reminded him of the pastimes of Gaura Hari and his devotees. Therefore, sometimes Nanda Baba feels a great burning sensation by living in Gokul. Therefore, in order to somehow lessen his feeling of separation, Nanda Baba goes outside of Gokul and moves around Brajamandal. But when he goes, every tree, every river, every particle of dust, Krishna has performed some pastimes there. Devananda Baba feels no way to pacify his feelings of separation. What to speak of the condition of Sri Yasoda Devi, Nanda Kinkaro Brahmana, Sri Vivala Mahadaya, Yasoda Baba Mahabhaga Papa Yasham Sanam Hari. Nanda Baba loves Krishna, no doubt, but Yasoda Devi, she loves Krishna even more because she gave her breast milk to the Lord, to Krishna. Therefore, the condition of Nanda Baba is just like a fish out of water, what with the condition of Sri Yasoda. Therefore, just by hearing the name of her son, she was weeping, and breast milk was coming automatically from her breast. Sometimes in the madness of separation, she sees Krishna. Nanda Baba goes, "Oh, foolish woman, why are you crying? Krishna is just here. See? See?" Sometimes Krishna manifests and gives purity to Nanda and Yasoda. Sometimes Yasoda becomes so mad in separation from Krishna, she stands up and begins to pack the bag of Krishna's flutes, some ladus, Krishna's toys. Then the Vrijavasis ask, "Oh, Saki, where are you going?" She says, "I am going to Mathura, and there I will go to the house of Devaki. And I will serve there, sweeping, cleaning, cooking, anything. And I will say to Devaki, 'Oh Devaki, I don't want anything from you, but only one time a day I want to see your son.'" So how much affection she had. And becoming mad in separation, she falls on the ground. So Uddhav is becoming very much astonished. Uddhav is a great jnani, also a Mahapandit. He thought, all scriptures say, if one can shed one tear for Krishna, one's life is successful. Bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga dana, bhakti yay Krishnanam, smarana kandana. Bhakti means to chant the name of Krishna and to weep. Therefore, if someone can shed one tear for Krishna, their life is successful. But Krishna has sent me here to tell the Vrijavasis not to weep. Then Uddhav became stunned. What do I say? Do I say you are most fortunate, you should weep more? Then this is not right because Krishna did not tell me to do that. And what do I say? What do I say? So Uddhavji, thinking very, very deeply, he gave his message to Nanda and Yasoda, that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Why are you feeling separation from him? Sometimes in separation, the Vrijavasis feel that dainita. In that humility, for a little bit of a second, they can appreciate the position of Krishna. Just like a blade of grass comes to the top of a pot of boiling milk and again goes under. So when Nanda Baba presented a little bit of Bhagavat Tatragyan in separation, and Uddhav thought, "I'll also do." So Uddhav began to speak his message, but Nanda Baba was completely dissatisfied. In fact, Nanda Baba began to laugh. "I am so foolish, Uddhav. I heard that you are a great Maha Pandit. But now I can see you are not a pundit at all. You are actually a very foolish fellow. You are a small boy whose milk teeth have not appeared. You think because we live in Vrindavan we are fools? But we have also heard from Gagacharya, we have also heard from sadhus, the symptoms of Bhagavan. Krishna has none of the symptoms of Bhagavan. Narayan, the Supreme Person, he is after Ram and after Kam. He has no hunger, he has no thirst. But I saw with my own eyes how Yasoda would feed Krishna 20 times a day. We hear that Bhagavan is Paramavitra, completely pure. But I myself used to see how many times a day Krishna would pass through on his nappies. Bhagavan has no anger. But I see if Krishna does not get something to eat, he bites his lips like that, he breaks the pots, he breaks everything. But these are not the symptoms of Bhagavan. Bhagavan is Satya Sankalpa, Satya Ratam, Satya Naramji Satyam. Bhagavan is always truth. Everything he speaks is part of Satya. But everything Krishna says is not true. He is completely lying. He is always thieving. These are none of the qualities of Bhagavan. Therefore, Uddhav presented his big load of jnana to the Vrijavasis, which Vrijavasis could not accept. Therefore, Uddhav became astonished. Guru Maharaj gives a nice example. Just like when someone's wearing a bowler hat, and they look up, and they look to the top of Mount Everest, their hat falls off. So Uddhav was looking at the prem of Nanda and Yasoda, up, and his hat fell off. Therefore, see, Uddhavji cannot understand the prem of Nanda and Yasoda, then how will he understand the prem of the gopis, especially Srimati Radhika? Therefore, that meeting of Uddhav and the gopis is given. One point is there. Uddhav looked just like Krishna. Same complexion. He had come on the chariot of Uddha, of Akura. Even he was wearing Krishna's pitamba and his cloth and the garland. The smell of Krishna was coming from his bodies. But the gopis never embraced Uddha.
They can embrace trees, tamal tree and others.
They can embrace the tamal tree. Even Radharani tries to embrace the darkness. But Uddha, who looks just like Krishna, is dressed just like Krishna. The gopis never embrace him. Because prem has its own marjada. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, despite being completely mad in separation, Mahaprabhu never did or said anything that was one way separate from prem tattva. Everything Mahaprabhu said in his madness was completely in line with the Shastra. Therefore the gopis, despite being unmadani, completely mad in separation from Krishna, they never spoke or did one thing against the marjada of prema. So Uddha, he became stunned seeing the prem of Nanda Yasoda, and the whole night they were speaking some katha. The next morning, Uddha came outside, and the gopis...
So Uddhav being Das, his prime minister, advisor, and also fighter, everything. She sent Krishna. Why? To pacify his father and mother, and especially his gopi. No. He has told. There is, Krishna is feeling separation so much for gopi. Especially for gopi, for all Brajavasis. But he cannot express his mood to others. Uddhav should go, and she could be trained in the school of gopis, where principal is Radhika, Lalita is one subject.
Head of the department.
Vishakha, one department, so Ashtaki, us department. And he should learn something and then he should return. Uddhav went and he gave application to be admitted in their school. But gopis examined him and found he is not qualified to be in our school. They asked Uddhav, Uddhav, you know, prem are of two kinds. Selfishness there. And other is?
Without self-interest.
Pure. Why pure? Uddhav, selfishness like bumblebees. He goes to flowers and take the honey and to next, goes to next. Like beggars, they go to the house of Grihastha, Radhe Radhe, and when they get some alms, they will not be there for a moment. Like deers, they live in forests where green grasses and trees are there. But if they are burnt, they will not go there.
Student.
A
prostitute.
Beshya.
Prostitute.
Prostitute. He wants money. He has no love and affection for anyone. So if anyone comes, satisfied, and take money, and have no love and affection. So these are the symptoms of what? Swarth prem. Uddhav, I know that Krishna has nirmal prem. He has no other desire than to please us. And we have also like same. Can you tell how it broke? Uddhav began to like this. He could not reply. So he was not admitted in that school. He saw the building. He saw the principals and others. And after that, he saw the glories of gopis, especially. And then he returned back, promising that I will bring Krishna here. Otherwise, all will die. So next day, we will continue to glorify how gopis are most superior. They are not bhakta, they are Ladini Shakti and the
embodiment
of Srim, love.
Radhika's bodily manifestation.
Radhika manifestation, they are all. Today is some drama perhaps. One kirtan. And here they should be ready for drama.
Vishnu, Vaikuntha Dham, because this Vishnu chakra check we have to use. And then Dripasa Rishi, he arrived in Vaikuntha Dham and prayed to lotus feet of Lord Bhagavan Vishnu. But still also had Vishnu chakra also had chest behind him. Gurudev, in this contest, Gurudev explained the Vishnu chakra, why to chest? Because Vishnu chakra is, when Sisupal used many harsh words, 101, then the Vishnu chakra immediately come and also cut his head. But he had Vishnu chakra chest behind him. Why? Gurudev explained, actually Vishnu chakra, glorified to Ambarish Maharaj, as he also explained this, who is higher, Bhasukra Bhakta or Yogi? Actually, Durvasa Rishi, he knows everything. He glorifies Ambarish Maharaj in this way. And then Vishnu Chakra is coming. And then Durvasa Rishi, he took shelter, lotus feet of Vishnu. And Vishnu told, I cannot protect you because you committed offense with the spirit of my
Aham Bhakta Paradhinu.
Aham Bhakta Paradhinu, Jasatantra Ego Dijo. Lord Vishnu himself told, Hey Dijo, Hey Brahman, Hey Jagiraj, Durvasa, listen. Aham Bhakta Paradhinu, I completely and control my devotee. I am not independent. Chaitanya Charitamrita Sadas Kaviraj also explained. Bhagavan, Lord, he completely, he also
bound.
Completely bound by his devotee. Amar bhakta, amare, ami amar bhakta re kohiyachi, bechan, something. That means is what I completely
sold myself,
hand of my devotee. I am not independent. So what to do now? Aham Bhakta Parajana Sa Satantra Jedibo. And the other things, you committed lotus feet of devotee. Chaitanya Chaitanya Krishnadas Kaviraj also explained. Kantake Payadari Kabhu Kantaka Phute Kabhu Bhai Bhais Andha De Soite. If you, the
phone
starts in your feet, never coming out the shoulder. Because this throat which we were coming out from the feet. This is that means what you committed lotus feet of devotee, so you must go and to search and take shelter, lotus feet of the devotee. Then all your offenses would be removed from your heart. Then
Sadho Hridayam Mahiyam.
Sadho Majjam.
Sadhu Hridayam Mahiyam Sadhu Nam Tu Hridayam Maham
Madanate Rajanam. In Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also says to Arjuna, Sadhu is my heart, I don't know anything. So in this way, look, Durvasa Rishi again also took shelter, again he also came back to Ambarish Maharaj. But Durvasa Rishi, when he was coming, that time Ambarish Maharaj, he completely lay down and he paid his obeisance to Durvasa Rishi. That time Durvasa Rishi, he told one so very nicely and he became very astonished. He told, Abhu Ananta Dasanam Mohima Udanam. Now I realize the glories of the devotee of Lord Anantadev Bhagavan. I committed offense, lotus feet of Amrish Maharaj, but Amrish Maharaj is very humble. In this way, Durvasa Rishi, he glorified to Amrish Maharaj. Then Amrish Maharaj became very humble and he told, oh no, this is my fault because you are my guest. I did not give proper respect to you. Then in this way, Srila Sukadeva Goswami Pad glorified to Amrish Maharaj Sutta Bhakta Panchayatu Zatibhava Shindhu.
After this, Premi Bhakta. Hanuman is Siddha Premi Bhakta. Without service, he cannot live a moment. Can you?
Om Agnate Narangasya Dhyananjala Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Purve Namaha. I first of all offer millions of Dandabha Pranata unto the lotus feet of my beloved Gurudev, Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Paradajika Charya Astam Tarasara Shishiman Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Maharaj Goswami. To all the assembled Vaishnavis. So, we just heard the glories of Ambarish Maharaj. So, Gurudev is describing five levels of bhaktas from Srimad Brihat Bhagavatam Vita. So, yesterday we heard Prahlad Maharaj, this is Gyan Bhakta, with much Aishwarya, etc. His worship of Krishna wasn't so personal as has been described by Pujapada Van Maharaj in regard to Ambarish Maharaj, that his relationship with his Ishtadev, Radha and Krishna, was very personal and very intimate in his worship. But he was a Shuddha Bhakta, it wasn't a Siddha Parikar. But now, the next stage is a Premi Bhakta, and this is Hanumanji, who's a Ragatmika Bhakta, he's an eternal associate of Lord Ram. And we see the overwhelming service that Hanumanji renders through so many pastimes in Ramayana. A couple of days ago we celebrated Ram Navami and we were discussing so many pastimes of Hanumanji. When Hanumanji first met Ram, he came in the guise of a Brahmana. And then very quickly he realized this was his eternal Ishtadev. And then he immediately surrendered his life and soul to the lotus feet of Lord Ram. And then he assisted Ram entirely through his whole epic with his battle with Ravan. And we see many heroic deeds that he performed. For example, he's jumping over to Lanka when none of the other, they didn't know how to cross to Lanka. We heard Srila Gurudev describe this past time. And he jumped and Srila Gurudev described very beautifully just the other day how he let himself be captured by that rope and his tail was tied and lit and then he set fire to the whole of Lanka and he encouraged and inspired Sita Devi at the same time in the Ashok Grove. So all these pastimes were very heroic and very inspiring in the pastimes of Lord Ram. And then afterwards in Ayodhya, when Ram came back and took his kingdom back, then Hanumanji performed so many services, very intimate services to Ram. He would massage him, he would bring his food and stuff, and there's a very beautiful story how one day he saw Sita Devi. She was decorating her forehead with sindu, the red dye that ladies wear, to give life to their husbands. So, Hanumanji, he was inquiring, why are you putting this red on?
this sindhu. So Sita Devi replied, because it will give my Ishtadev Ramji long life and it brings him great happiness. So Hanuman, he digested that, and Sita Devi went into the assembly hall. And when Sita had left the room, then Hanuman went and took the whole pot of sindhu and put it all over his body. And then he came into the assembly hall completely red with all this dye on his body. And everyone was chuckling and laughing. And then Ram was inquiring, why have you presented yourself like this? And Hanumanji replied, well, Sita Devi said that this will bring you long life and will inspire you, so I have put it all over my body. These are the sentiments of Ram. There was another story where Sita Devi, at one point, she awarded Hanumanji a very beautiful pearl necklace. Hanuman took that necklace and he was biting it with his teeth, cracking open each bead. And they were looking aghast, why is he cracking these beads? And then they asked, why are you breaking these beautiful beads? And he was saying, because I'm looking for the name of Ram. If Ram's name is not on these beads, then they have no value for me. So this was the mood of Hanuman. Also, one time it was found that Hanumanji was doing too much service.
Complete it. They asked that whether Ram is in your heart.
Oh, right. And then he pulled his heart apart, and Ram and Sita Devi with his chest. He opened his chest, and Sita Ram were within his heart, deeply there, where everyone could see. So this is the mood of Ram, Hanumanji. Another time, he was doing so much service for Ram that Sita and Lakshman were feeling discomforted because they couldn't serve their lord and master, because Hanuman was doing all the menial services. So they went to Ram and they said, can you please arrange that Hanuman, he doesn't do so much service. His service will be restricted so that we can actually render you service. I am your wife, Sita Devi was saying, my duty, my dharma is to serve you. Lakshman was saying, my dharma is to serve my elder brother. So Ram, he agreed to that. But then in India, when somebody yawns, it's correct to click the fingers to stop any inauspiciousness coming when someone yawns like that. So Hanuman thought, there's nothing left for me to do except to click my fingers when Ram is yawning. Is it correct?
Okay.
Oh, they gave him that service, I'm sorry. They gave him that service to click. So all day Hanuman was walking around clicking like this, and all day Ramji was walking around yawning because he had to respond to Hanuman's mood of saber. So this exhibition of Premi Bhakta, which is what we're discussing at this stage, the third stage of Bhaktas, is embodied in that personality of Hanumanji, in his unalloyed, constant, as Bhutupad Bhavan Maharaj was saying, like a stream of unbroken honey falling. This service mood was just buried deep within this anurag, within Hanuman, which he exhibited to the world through Ram Leela. There are so many, many stories of Hanumanji.
Thank you. So Hanuman is Premi Bhakta. So, he has relation with fixed relation, Das Prabhu. So, Das has limits of services. He cannot embrace, he cannot give up his remnants to Prabhu. Only he will take the remnant of Prabhu. He cannot. There are also so many reasons. But Pandavas can't do. So Pandavas are superior in service. Tumi bola. Especially Arjuna.
Om Agyanasimirandhasa Gyananjana Salakaya So Srila Gurudeva ordered me to discuss about Prematuru Bhakta. Especially I have centralized about Arjuna. Hanuman, although Premi Bhakta, Ragatmik Bhakta of Ajodhya, but Hanuman has no blood relation with Lord Ram. Lord Ram is master and he is servant. But other hand, or the Pancha Pandavas and Draupadi, they have blood relation with Arjuna. Or Krishna or Pandavas. Pandavas and Krishna, they are cousin brother among themselves. So among five Pandavas, Arjuna is greater than others. Why so? Once, Naradrishi went to the royal palace in Hastinapur. Because before he went to Dwaraka, he could not find to Krishna there. So he came back to Hastinapur and he found out that Krishna is the room of Arjuna's. So he went to Arjuna's room and he saw both Arjuna and Lord Krishna sleeping same bed. Not only that, moreover, Arjuna's head and Krishna's head is not same side, opposite direction. And Narada saw more. What is that? Krishna's feet passing through Arjuna's chest and Arjuna's feet passing through Krishna's chest. Moreover, Arjuna's feet is going to be served by Rukmini and Saptamama, etc., all queens of Lord Krishna. And other hand, Krishna's lotus feet is going to be served by Draupadi Devi, Subhadra, like this. And moreover, what strange thing he realized, all the power of Arjuna is coming, Krishna, 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 Krishna. Both are sleeping, but for Arjuna's power of Arjuna's body is coming out, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And when he in lying stage, then is coming, Krishna, Krishna. If he awake stage, and what he will do, we couldn't imagine it, and how he is determined, dedicated to Krishna. So by this way, Arjuna served to Krishna. When Mahabharata battle was going on, at last, Duryodhana hid himself inside a lake. Then Krishna took Pancha Pandavas and Bhim started to abuse Duryodhana. Oh, you are coward, so you hide yourself, you don't know how to fight, you forget the tricks of the fight, everything, etc. So hearing the sarcastic word, Duryodhana could not tolerate. He came out from the lake and told Yudhishthira, you can choose any one of us, we can fight with you. Then Duryodhana told, I am king of this side, so I like to fight king with king. Then Krishna told, oh Bade Bhaiya, oh my elder brother, now we are going to lose. So he can tell that Bhim is our king. Then Yudhishthira told, Bhim is our king, so we have to fight with Bhim. Arjuna also, they are all up there. But Bhim, Yudhishthira has one quality. If Yudhishthira will bow down any feet of any junior, his head will be crushed off immediately. So what to do now? Krishna told. Then Krishna discussed with Arjuna. And Krishna went behind the Bhima and told Yudhishthira Maharaj, you can do pranam to me, not to Bhima. I will take your pranam, no problem. So he went behind Bhima and Yudhishthira, I did pranam. Then Bhima alive, no problem, because Krishna took his pranam. He did pranam for Krishna, not for Bhima. By this way, Krishna is serving the Pandavas. One more thing, before Mahabharata battle, Shakuni told to Duryodhana, now Pandavas, they are doing conquering the whole world and getting so many divine weapons. So now we have to do some tricks. We have to marry who is close to you. And especially if you marry Subhadra Devi, then you can conquer the future battle. Duryodhana, how come? How is possible? Shakuni told that Baladev Prabhu loves you so much more than Arjun, more than him anyone, because you are his favorite disciple. If you approach him, he could not deny you. Okay, no problem. Then he went, Duryodhana went to Dwaraka. Baladev Prabhu came in Hastinapur. So Duryodhana fit him very nicely. And Baladev Prabhu very simple hearted. And he told, I want something. Well, yes, what benediction you want? You can ask me today. He told, I want Subhadra. Well, okay, no problem. In other hand, Subhadra Devi or Vasudeva Maharaj, Devaki,
Krishna,
no one wants to marry Duryodhana. So Krishna told Arjun something. Oh Arjun, you have to come in disguise of sannyasi. And you have to be in the bank of ocean, in the seashore. After that, when time will come, you have to kidnap Subhadra from there. So Krishna trained Arjun. So Arjun was in disguise of sannyasi. And all the inhabitants of Dwaraka is coming and go down the lotus feet of Arjun. Oh, he's very perfect sannyasi, perfect sadhu. Even Baladev Prabhu went there to do pranam. So one day, Subhadra went there. And Krishna was waiting for Subhadra, and Arjun was waiting for Subhadra. So when Subhadra went there, Arjun's chariot was there, and Subhadra also went there in chariot. So Krishna, by the advice of Krishna, Arjun kidnapped Subhadra and ran away from there. The god of Subhadra, they informed to Baladev Prabhu, wow, that was not sadhu, he was fake sadhu. He was Arjun, Arjun kidnapped Subhadra. Baladev Prabhu became very furious. Oh, I shall kill Arjun. He's so wicked. He came in disguise of a sadhu and now kidnapped our sister. I shall kill him. He took plow and took all armies. And Krishna was calm and quiet. Well, oh, Krishna, you are not feeling insult. Your sister kidnapped by Arjun and you are calm and quiet. He said, oh, dear brother, what harm? Arjun is very brave, he is very qualified. When I kidnapped Rukmini, you went to help me. So why you are so angry now? And moreover, look, who is driving the chariot? Subhadra is driving the chariot, he's charioter. So I think Arjun not kidnapped Subhadra, Subhadra kidnapped Arjun. So moreover, in these circumstances, if you kill Arjun, so Subhadra already chose Arjun. If you kill Arjun, then Subhadra is widow. You lie, your darling sister is widow. Then Balaram, oh Krishna, you want that Subhadra will marry Arjun. So why not terminus before? He said, oh, okay, what happened, happened. Then you can bring them back, then you can do very great ceremony of marriage ceremony. So they bring back, and they had a big, huge marriage ceremony took place in Dwaraka. So by this way, Krishna is so near and dear, and Arjun also very near and dear to Krishna. So it happened. And Krishna advised Arjun to go to the heavenly planet and other place to get divine weapons for Mahabharata battle. So Arjun advised Krishna. Krishna advised Arjun, oh, you have to please some other Pasupatinath, means Mahadev. If you obtain Pasupadastra, then other divine weapons will be very easily obtained by you. So Arjuna was doing austerity, and for Lord Shiva. So in the meantime, Arjuna saw one wild boar is coming towards him to attack him. In the meantime, Arjuna took bow and arrow and shoot down the boar. The same time, another arrow came and shoot the boar. So then one hunter came and told, I am the owner of this boar because my arrow is there. Arjuna told, no. None's arrow can shoot any aim before to Arjuna, not possible for anyone. Then he told, how possible? Then you have to fight with me. Then fighting was going on. Arjuna could not defeat Mahadev. Then Arjuna told, please give your identification, who are you? None rather than Krishna or Mahadev or Indra, none can able to fight with you for a long time. So please give your identification, come in your proper dress. Then Shiva smiled and arrived there. Okay, I am satisfied. You can ask any benediction. They told I needed Pasupadastra. Then Shiva gave him. By this way, by advice of Arjuna, he did so many things. In Mahabharata battle, prior to Mahabharata battle, one year came, the son of Ekalabha, his name was Barbari. He told Krishna, I can win the Mahabharata battle in a minute. He said, how come? How you can you give the test? Yes. Then he remembered some mantra and took only one grass. By grass he made bow and arrow. And when he shoot it, he told, look, whom I want to kill, you can see one sign of flower. Then you can understand they will be killed by me. Then Krishna saw in every place and everywhere, flower is there. Krishna immediately took his Sudarshan chakra and knocked him down. Barbari told, oh Prabhu, I have one desire. What? But I want, please keep my head any top place that I can see the Mahabharata battle. Why? Krishna did so to give the name and fame to Arjuna. When Mahabharata battle over, then all brothers are telling, I have won the race, I have won the race. Bhim told, I killed the 100 brothers of Duryodhan. Arjuna, I did this, did that. Then they are fighting each other. He said, okay, don't worry. I'll give judgment. Look, Barbarik is over there, let us go to there. Him. They went to Barbarik. Barbarik told, I have seen only Krishna is fighting, no one is fighting there. Then all became very subside. And when Mahabharata battle start, because Krishna was charioteer of Arjuna, prior to that, according to Indian tradition, to whom we approach first, they will be fighting your side, although he is your relative, anything may be. So Krishna was in Dwaraka, he was sleeping, Duryodhan came and he sat in the head side. After a few minutes, Arjuna came there and he sat, took seat, Krishna's feet side. And Krishna was waiting when Arjuna will come. And when Krishna woke up, this is common thing. When he woke up, he could not see towards your back, always towards your feet. So Krishna saw Arjuna first. Oh Arjuna, how come you came early in the morning? Duryodhana, oh Krishna, I came prior to him. Okay. So Krishna had some relation. Like Arjuna is cousin brother, and Duryodhana also some relation is there. Krishna's son and Duryodhana's daughter married to her, Lakshmana and Pradyumna, they married together. So Krishna's son and Duryodhana's daughter married together. So they have some relation also. Okay, what do you want? Duryodhana told that Mahabharata battle is going to be start now. We have to fight on behalf of us. Krishna told, listen, I have promised that I will not take any weapon. And other hand, I have my all armies. To whom you prefer? Want to take me or my army? Duryodhana thought, oh, if I take Krishna, he will not fight. Only we sit there and to feed him also. What is the profit? What is the gain to take him? Better I can take army I need to fight against Pandavas. And one more thing, Krishna told that I have seen Arjuna first, so Arjuna has right reserve to ask first to me. What Duryodhana told, okay, what do you prefer? Then Arjuna told, I don't like your army, I like you. Then Duryodhana told, oh Krishna, what can I do? Arjuna is my younger, I have so much love for my younger brother. When he asking you, okay, let me in their side, give your army. Make it so drama, then he very simple hearted. Then when Duryodhana went out, then Arjuna told, oh Krishna, you saved my life. If Duryodhana asks you, then I may give up my life immediately in front of you. by this Hare Krishna in their sight. When Mahamada battle started, the first arrow of Bhishma Pitamaha, it burned up Arjuna's chariot and the horses, everything. But by the mystic power, by the influence of Krishna, it was horses was alive and chariot was there. After when Mahamada battle off, then Krishna told Arjuna, get up from the chariot. Get up. Arjuna told, why Prabhu? Every day I used to get down from chariot, that is, I used to come. Today why you are asking? Don't ask me, please come down immediately. After that you can ask me. As soon as Krishna come, Arjuna come down and Krishna came out from the chariot, immediately trying to assess. Arjuna surprised, Prabhu, what happened? How come? He told that in the beginning they are fighting, the first arrow of Bhishma Pitamaha, it burnt your chariot and horses. Only by my power it was still there. So what I am telling, please try to listen. So by this way, Krishna saved Arjuna. When battle was going on,
so he engaged Hanuman in his service.
And even if he engaged Hanuman, before battle, one day Arjuna was boasting.
And he told that you should always be on the flag.
Arjuna was boasting, oh, how Lord Ram went to Lanka and make a bridge with monkeys. If I will be there, only by my one suit, I can make a very strong bridge like thunderbolt. Hanuman told, don't boast so much. If you make any bridge, only by my one sword it will crack down. Arjuna told, no, it is not possible. Okay, give a test. So there was a river, both of them went there. Then Arjuna remembered Krishna and shoot the arrow. Make a very huge bridge, very strong. Hanuman, oh my goodness, it's not an ordinary bridge. Then he jumped from there to Himalayas and remembered Lord Ram and make a huge gigantic form and find so many stones and rocks with his all four. And when he came, Arjuna thought, oh my goodness, now it became so huge form. So like a mountain, like Himalaya came down here. My bridge must crack down. Then he remembered Krishna, oh Krishna, this is not my insult, it's your insult. You have to protect me. Then Hanuman put one chow, then nothing happened. Then Hanuman wanted to take another feet. And Hanuman remembered Ram, oh Prabhu, you have to save me. Then Hanuman looked down, the flow of a river. There is no water, like blood is going flowing through. How come? He came back, stepped back, and both of seen Arjuna and Hanuman. Arjuna saw Krishna is holding the bridge, and Hanuman saw that Ram is holding the bridge. Then Krishna told, oh, I am Krishna, I am Ram, same. So now Maharaj battle will come. Hanuman, you have to serve Arjuna, I will serve him too. Always you have to top up his chariot. Whenever any danger comes, you have to save Arjuna. So, Divya Mahabharat battle, once Karna shoot one arrow, then Hanuman roared so loudly and he pressed down the chariot. Chariot went to Patal Lok. After that he came out again. That same doctor asked me, oh please give me another chance. Karna told, no, not possible. And Karna had one boon by Indra, every one, by that he wanted to kill Arjuna. Krishna always taking Arjuna here and they are not allowed to come in front of Karna. So when battle was going very critical stage, then Krishna attracts Ghatotkach, son of Bhim. And when Ghatotkach came, he was fighting so strange. Even Karna, Duryodhana, Dushasana, Shakuni, none can be faced to him. Then he is cutting the, like a grain, he is cutting the like field, he is messing so much. Then Duryodhana told, oh Karna, please save. Karna told, no, I cannot use my Ekagni Bhan. Tomorrow I have to fight against Arjuna. Then Duryodhana thought, if I alive today, then you can fight and kill Arjuna. If I die today, then fight will be over. Battle will be over. Please use your Agni Ban. Use Agni Ban for Ghatotkach and Ghatotkach expired. This arrow was so powerful, for whom you will use, you will be finished. And only can use it once. So Ghatotkach finished. By this way, Krishna saved Arjuna. So Krishna so many pastimes. Now that is drama and Guru will speak something.
Thank you. So
Hare Krishna Bansa
Mahabharata. But from Pandavas and Draupadi, Uddhava is Paramatur Bhakta, Prematur, Prematur Bhakta. Because he selected, Krishna selected him only to go to Braj. Pandav cannot go. They are doing a study still in Radha Kunda. But Uddhava is qualified. He was his servant. He was his prime minister. And everything. So Uddhava was more superior. How? Now you can.
You have not spoken yet.
Don't you also
have not spoken.
No one is going to bind you.
Guruvai Gaurachandaya Adhikaya Tadhare Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Namo. So from Pujabhad Mala Maharaj we heard the Mahabharata, the glories of
Arjuna.
The Pandavas, and especially Sri Arjuna. But if we think a little bit deeply, according to the philosophy of Sri Sanatana Goswami, that Uddhava is an even higher devotee than the Pandavas. Why? We hear that Krishna went to Hastinapur, but I don't think we have heard that the Pandavas came to Mathura. Because the Ishtadeva of the Pandavas is Sri Dwarkadish Krishna, but the Ishtadeva of Uddhavji is Mathuresh Krishna, and at the last he revealed his affection towards the feet of Srimati Radhika. So separation is two ways. Bhagavan feels separation for his devotee, but the Srimad Bhagavatam describes how Krishna felt separation from the Vrijavasis. Therefore, one day, Sri Krishna himself, who takes away the miseries of the whole world, he was standing on the top of his palace there in Mathura. That time was Goduli, the time of the returning of the cows. So Krishna became very much immersed in the remembrance of the Vrijavasis and began to weep. So Uddhava was astonished. Here is Krishna who gives happiness to the three worlds, but Krishna is weeping. Therefore, Uddhava, he went near to Krishna and Paninam. Krishna took the hand of Uddhava and began to weep. What is the qualification of Uddhava? It's described he is Krishna's mantri, Krishna's minister. Even Krishna is so much intelligent, but in times of disturbance, even he asked Uddhava, Uddhava, what should I do now? I have this problem, what should I do? He is Krishna's minister, Daita Sakha, he is Krishna's advisor, Krishna's beloved Sakha. He is also blood relation to Krishna, like cousin brother. Therefore, he is Krishna to him. Uddhava is everything to Krishna, and Krishna is everything to Uddhava. So Krishna took the hand of Uddhava, and weeping, he began to describe the separation condition of the gopis. We hear that the gopis felt so much separation from Krishna, therefore their suffering was mitigated, because one gopi can talk to another gopi who can talk to another gopi. Therefore their feelings of separation for Krishna were diminished, because they revealed their heart to someone. Just like when we reveal our suffering to a dear friend, our suffering becomes halka, our suffering becomes lightened. But to whom will Krishna reveal his suffering? Krishna has no one to reveal his heart to. He cannot reveal his heart to Ugrasen Maharaj, or to Narad or to anyone. Therefore, Krishna felt a great lacking in Mathura. To whom will I reveal my heart? Therefore, Uddhava is not just a Sakha. In one sense, if you think deeply, he is like a one type of Priyanama Sakha also, who can also share the Krishna's conjugal dealings with the gopis. Therefore, catching the hand of Uddhava, Krishna began to weep. Or the gopis at Manmanaska, the gopis have completely given their life to me. They are like a turtle. A turtle in the summertime, when the sarova becomes evaporated, the turtle somehow maintains his life by going into the mud. Therefore, Krishna said, the gopis are just like that. Only because of my promise, Ayayasi, I will return the day after tomorrow. Only because of those one word of mine, the gopis are maintaining their lives. Therefore, Uddhava, you should go there to Vrindavan and pacify my mother and father, my friends, and especially the gopis. Therefore, Krishna gave his message to Uddhava. That is called Sri Uddhava Sandesh. So Uddhava, he went on the golden chariot of Krishna. The Akura had used to bring Krishna to Mathura. On that same chariot, Uddhava was leaving, and Krishna, weeping, catching a hand, he gave Akura his cloth, some of his precious jewels. So Uddhava went to Vrindavan. That time, when he was going there, Yogamaya showed him some very special darshan of Vrindavan. We have heard there is three types of darshan of Vrindavan. And here in Bhagavatam it describes how Uddhava, at one stage he saw Prakat Vrindavan, and the next stage he saw Aprakat Vrindavan. Just for a brief glimpse, we hear Vrindavan Paritajaya Padameka Nagachati, that Krishna never takes one step out of Brajamandal. But Uddhava, for one second, by the mercy of Yogamaya, he could understand. What did he see? Hundreds and thousands of cows and big bulls chasing those cows in heat, and millions of calves like waves of the foam on the ocean of milk jumping here and there. The gopis completely decorated head to toe, Govinda Damo Dharmada Veti. For one second, Uddhava saw that Vrindavan where Krishna is, always present, Aprakat Vrindavan. And the next second, Yogamaya withdrew her mercy and Uddhava saw the whole Vrindavan in separation. So Uddhava was going towards Vrindavan. So there, the coward boys, Sridhar, Subal, they had been waiting for Krishna's return. So when they saw Uddhava, they became very excited. Oh, maybe our friend has returned, maybe our friend has returned. But they came and saw, oh, Krishna has not come, someone else. Then Uddhava was astonished. Uddhava asked, which way to Nandagaon? Which way to the house of Krishna? Then the coward boy said, must be you are new to here. Uddhava said, how you know? Otherwise, if you are a Brijvasi, how you don't well know where is Nandagaon? So coming to Nandagaon, Uddhava had a very wonderful meeting with Krishna's mother and father, Sri Yasoda and Nanda Baba. As Srila Gokumaraj used to describe, just like in the daytime we cannot see the moon. In the same way, the Brijvasis could not see the opulence of Krishna because there are deeper feelings of mamata for him as their son, as their beloved, and as their priyatam. Therefore, the meeting between Uddhava and the Brijvasis is very wonderfully described by Sri Sukadeva Goswami. When first Uddhava came, Sri Nanda Baba gave him a great welcome. Then Nanda Baba arranged one servant to massage the feet of Uddhava. Then he thought, I should give Uddhava something to eat. But there was nothing to eat in Brajamandal because the Brijavasis cook only for Krishna. And Krishna had gone so many weeks before. Therefore, since that time, no Brijavasi ever cooked. Sri Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur described, they maintain their life just by some fruits or some roots. Therefore, Nanda Baba, anyhow, by hook or by crook, he arranged some sweet rice for Uddhava. But there was no sugar, because since Krishna left Vrindavan, all the sweetness had also left. Then Uddhava came to meet with Nanda Baba, and Nanda Baba described, Nanda Baba at first did not directly ask, is Krishna remembering us? He asked, how has Krishna forgotten us, isn't it? Who are very dear to him, how he has left his Vrindavan, of which he is the owner of the rivers, the hills, the mountains. He is very beloved to us. O Uddhava, when we think of his beautiful smiling face, his wonderful pastimes, we feel a great loss. And Nanda Baba began to weep. So Uddhavji, he is Prem Parabhakta, but also he is a great, great Pandit. One of the reasons that Krishna sent Uddhav to Vrindavan, because if Krishna ascribes the love of the gopis, then everyone may say, well, just because Krishna loves them, then he is glorifying them. Therefore, people may have doubt. But if a great, great Pandit like Uddhav glorifies the gopis, then the whole world will listen. Therefore, Uddhav, he tried to give his knowledge of Gyan, some Gyan to Nanda Baba and the Brijvasis. Oh, why are you crying in separation from Krishna? Don't you know that Krishna is Akhileshwara? He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has no mother, he has no father, he has no sons. No one is very dear to him, nor is anyone separate from him. He is present everywhere, like fire is present in wood. And he gave some instructions. Oh Baba, you should meditate on Krishna. Why are you feeling separation from the all-pervading Supreme Personality of Godhead? So when Nanda Baba heard this, it's just like putting kerosene on the fire of Nanda Baba. Nanda Baba doesn't know anything that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Nanda Baba only knows one thing. Krishna is my son. We hear that the Goswamis, especially Sri Raghunath Goswami, after the disappearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after the disappearance of Sri Gadadhara Pandit, he could not stay in Jagannath Puri because every grain of sand reminded him of the pastimes of Gaura Hari and his devotees. Therefore, sometimes Nanda Baba feels a great burning sensation by living in Gokul. Therefore, in order to somehow lessen his feeling of separation, Nanda Baba goes outside of Gokul and moves around Brajamandal. But when he goes, every tree, every river, every particle of dust, Krishna has performed some pastimes there. Therefore, Nanda Baba feels no way to pacify his feelings of separation. What to speak of the condition of Sri Yasoda Devi? Nanda Kinkaro Brahmana, Sri Miva Mahadoya, Yasoda Baba Mahabhaga Papa Yasham Stanam Hari. Nanda Baba loves Krishna, no doubt, but Yasoda Devi, she loves Krishna even more because she gave her breast milk to the Lord, to Krishna. Therefore, the condition of Nanda Baba is just like a fish out of water, what with the condition of Sri Yasoda. Therefore, just by hearing the name of her son, she was weeping, and breast milk was coming automatically from her breast. Sometimes in the madness of separation, she sees Krishna. Nanda Baba goes, oh, foolish woman, why are you crying? Krishna is just here. See? Sometimes Krishna manifests and gives spirity to Nanda and Yasoda. Sometimes Yasoda becomes so mad in separation from Krishna, she stands up and begins to pack the bag of Krishna's flutes, some ladus, Krishna's toys. Then the Brijavasis ask, oh, Sakhi, where are you going? She says, I am going to Mathura. And there I will go to the house of Devaki. And I will serve there, sweeping, cleaning, cooking, anything. And I will say to Devaki, oh Devaki, I don't want anything from you. But only one time a day I want to see your son. So how much affection she had. And becoming mad in separation, she falls on the ground. So Uddhav is becoming very much astonished. Uddhav is a great Jnani, also a Mahapandit. He thought, all the scriptures say, if one can shed one tear for Krishna, one's life is successful. Bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga dana, bhakti ye Krishnanam, smaranaka nana. Bhakti means to chant the name of Krishna and to weep. Therefore, if someone can shed one tear for Krishna, their life is successful. But Krishna has sent me here to tell the Brijvasis not to weep. Therefore, Uddhav became stunned. What do I say? Do I say you are most fortunate, you should weep more? Then this is upright because Krishna did not tell me to do that. And what do I say? So Uddhavji, thinking very, very deeply, he gave his message to Nanda and Yasoda, that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Why are you feeling separation from him? Sometimes in separation, the Brijvasis feel that dainita. In that humility, for a little bit of a second, they can appreciate the position of Krishna. Just like a blade of grass comes to the top of a pot of boiling milk and again goes under. So when Nanda Baba presented a little bit of Bhagavat Tattva Gyan in separation, and Uddhav thought, I'll also do. So Uddhav began to speak his message, but Nanda Baba was completely dissatisfied. In fact, Nanda Baba began to laugh. I am so foolish, Uddhav. I heard that you are a great Maha Maha Pandit, but now I can see you are not a Pandit at all. you are actually a very foolish fellow. You are a small boy whose milk teeth have not appeared. You think because we live in Vrindavan we are fools? But we have also heard from Gagacharya, we have also heard from sadhus, the symptoms of Bhagawan. Krishna has none of the symptoms of Bhagawan. Narayan, the Supreme Person, he is Atma Ram and Atma Kam. He has no hunger, he has no thirst. But I saw with my own eyes how Yasoda would feed Krishna 20 times a day. We hear that Bhagawan is Paramavitra, completely pure. But I myself used to see how many times a day Krishna would pass stool in his nappies. Bhagawan has no anger. But I see if Krishna does not get something to eat, he bites his lips like that, he breaks the pots, he breaks everything. But these are not the symptoms of Bhagawan. Bhagawan is Satya Sankalpa, Satya Vratam, Satya Dharamchi Satyam. Bhagawan is always true. Everything he speaks is part of Satya. But everything Krishna says is not true. He is completely lying. He is always thieving. These are none of the qualities of Bhagawan. Therefore, Uddhava presented his big load of gyan to the Vrijavasis, which Vrijavasis could not accept. Therefore, Uddhava became astonished. Guru Maharaj gives a nice example. Just like when someone's wearing a bowler hat, and they look up, and they look to the top of Mount Everest, their hat falls off. So Uddhava was looking at the prem of Nanda Yasoda, up, up, and his hat fell off. Therefore, see, Uddhavji cannot understand the prem of Nanda Yasoda, then how will he understand the prem of the gopis, especially Srimati Radhika? Therefore, that meeting of Uddhava and the gopis is given. One point is there. Uddhava looked just like Krishna, same complexion. He had come on the chariot of Uddhava of Akura. Even he was wearing Krishna's pitamba and his cloth and the garland. The smell of Krishna was coming from his bodies. But the gopis never embraced Uddhava.
They can embrace trees, tamal tree and others.
They can embrace the tamal tree. Even Radharani tries to embrace the darkness. But Uddhava, who looks just like Krishna, is dressed just like Krishna. The gopis never embrace him. Because prem has its own marjada. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, despite being completely mad in separation, Mahaprabhu never did or said anything that was one way separate from prem tattva. Everything Mahaprabhu said in his madness was completely in line with the Shastra. Therefore the gopis, despite being unmadani, completely mad in separation from Krishna, they never spoke or did one thing against the marjada of prema. So Uddhava, he became stunned seeing the prem of Nanda Yasoda, and the whole night they were speaking some katha. The next morning, Uddhava came outside, and the gopis...
So Uddhava being Das, his prime minister, advisor, and also fighter, everything. She sent Krishna. Why? To pacify his father and mother, and especially his gopi. No. He has told. Krishna is feeling separation so much for gopis. Especially for gopis, for all Brajavas. But he cannot express his mood to others. Uddhava should go, and she could be trained in the school of gopis, where principal is Radhika, Lalita is one subject.
Head of the department.
Vishakha, one department, so Arshaki, us department. And he should learn something and then he should return. Uddhava went and he gave application to be admitted in their school. But gopis examined him and found he is not qualified to be in our school. They asked Uddhava, you know, prem are of two kinds. selfishness there, and other is
without self-interest,
pure, white pure. Uddhava, selfishness like bumblebees. He goes to flowers and take the honey, and to next, goes to next. Like beggars, they go to the house of Grihastha, Radhe Radhe, and when they get some alms, they will not be there for a moment. Like deers, they live in forests where green grasses and trees are there. But if they are burnt, they will not go there.
Student.
A
prostitute.
Beshya.
Prostitute.
Prostitute. He wants money. He has no love and affection for anyone. So if anyone comes, satisfied, and take money, and have no love and affection. So these are the symptoms of what?
Swarth.
Swarth. Prem. Uddhava, I know that Krishna has nirmal prem. He has no other desire than to please us. And we have also like same. Can you tell how it broke? Uddhava began to like this. He could not reply. So he was not admitted in that school. He saw the building. He saw the principals and others. And after that, he saw the glories of gopis, especially. And then he returned back, promising that I will bring Krishna here. Otherwise, all will die. So next day, we will continue to glorify how gopis are most superior. They are not bhakta. They are Ladini Shakti and the
embodiment
of love. Love.
Radhika's bodily manifestation.
Radhika manifestation, they are all. Today is some drama, perhaps. One kirtan.
No,
and here, they should be ready for drama.
Namsla, namsla,